TMP is a live streaming gaming group based in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, so if you'd like the full experience, please feel free to visit us on YouTube or join us live on Twitch.
We will be playing tonight Chill, a spooky monster hunting RPG. We're playing the third edition coming from Growling Door Games. It's a monster hunting organization called SAVE. All of our PCs are members of that organization. Please enjoy our adventures as we hunt the unknown.
The envoys had a pretty major decision to make during the commercial break as to whether or not to use the sort of last-ditch effort option that the chips have, where if you flip over all of the remaining light chips, you save the life of the envoy, and it looks like Sage is in a pretty deadly spot right now. So, envoys, are you flipping all of the chips? Yeah. Have you made your decision? All right. So we are flipping all of the chips from light to
dark. I think
we
made a mistake.
I think you made that mistake.
It looks really scary.
I'm just going to go pee with the NPC. It'll be fine.
There's pee in his name.
Which means it's eight chips that are now all
Suck
dark, which gives me so much deliciousness to play with.
Suck and...
But we come back from the commercial break in Sage's hospital room. Where
so we're not there, right?
No, everybody is.
Oh.
I figure you got called
like
back
a half an hour later.
Because he was going to go get you anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're like, you were about halfway into the tunnel, and then you heard him calling, and you might have even come across him while you were leaving,
mm-hmm.
and were like, oh, and basically came and got you, and were like, we need to help him now.
Yep.
Okay.
So is he awake?
He's awake. You are probably on some serious pain medication. Because
I defeated the monster.
Because
yeah.
you found him sprawled across the hall from the bathroom.
Parkour.
So, how did
how do
your
you
trip?
Feel?
How did your trip to the bathroom go?
I think I won. You should see the other guy.
You mean Marcus?
Yeah. He's fine, right?
No, he's dead.
Yeah, he's straight up dead.
I think I remember him being okay.
Sage, he's super dead.
Like,
I'm
way
sorry.
Dead.
Yeah.
So, like, what happened?
I walked into the room. And then I was here.
Exceptionally
helpful.
Thank
there,
you,
there was
Sage.
Wetness on my leg.
Did you pee? Well, memory loss isn't an uncommon side effect of
trauma
to the head.
Neither
Can you
pain.
Not point the camera at me, please? Thank you.
Now you're just filming your breasts.
Are you just filming your boobs? Sorry, Sage. We just... titties are funny. I don't know. Can you walk and shit?
I have no idea.
You want to try?
You are critically injured, so... I would say the shuffle from the bed to the bathroom is probably within your grasp, but beyond that seems very unlikely.
All right. Well, Doc, what'd you find?
Oh, right. We did kind of get a little distracted with you almost dying. So the poor gentleman without his peepers.
Just so you are aware as well, I'm going to rule that some time has passed, and so probably a couple of days, and this is when you're able to be, you know, vaguely mobile. There have been some police inquiries into what's
the attack
into the attack at the hospital based on this, but nothing that has affected you or your investigative ability. So you probably were like, I'm going to go stand at this other room for a while the cops are talking to all the other envoys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you should totally flip one and make him wanted for murder.
No.
Why would you say that?
It seemed fun.
Wow.
Rob doesn't need any help being
That would be
evil.
At least two.
It's manslaughter? Yeah.
Manslaughter? Homicide?
Yeah. So, that poor gentleman's name was Arthur Godwin. His eyes were missing, and he had diabetes when he was admitted to the hospital, which I don't know if you guys are aware, that's not usually a side effect.
Yeah, my uncle got diabetes. He ate ho-hos for like 30 years, and yeah, his fingers and toes had to get clipped. That was unfortunate.
Yeah, sorry.
No, he's fine.
But Arthur is on the rush job list. And I kind of a little bit know the person who signed off on that order. And I'm also kind of a little bit worried that he's already sort of been shipped off.
Who signed off on the order?
Laura Goss. She's
a dark web's it and see
expert
if I find
on the historicalness of.
You don't even need a dark web looker. Oh, cat in the shot.
Pablo.
Hey.
Pablo.
Pablito.
I'll just take it here.
Laura Goss is a VP of communication with the Moraine Health Group.
Can I find out if there's anything shady about her?
other than she's part of a major corporation? I mean,
like, is she, like...
Address, children, people.
No, like, has she...
Vulnerable agents.
Background, like, you know, is there anything shady about her, like, or the company that, you know...
Yeah, go ahead and give me a research roll.
It's a little umbrella groupie.
Major healthcare...
Wee bit umbrella groupie.
There's my pencil.
Stop forever.
I got a 15. My research is 75. Dark web is 15 also. So 90. 15 out of 90.
Okay. That would be a great time for those colossal successes, guys.
I working on it.
Wasted them all at the beginning of the game, I feel. Maybe.
I got high success.
Got doubles.
Mine are still sitting on my last
Yeah,
success.
You want to bring that up right now, Ethan?
So you... what you're able to pull from your research is that the renovations to St. Virgilius are budgeted in the millions of dollars, and any sort of strange reports could cause the project to be put on hold, and you know, cause major damage to Glorian Health Group's public image. And also, you know, cost them money because they have to stop, you know, the thing. And I think that that's kind of in the process of happening with the
investigation
into Marcus's death.
Okay. Yeah. Well, now we got leverage against Glorian.
Do you really want to blackmail a super powerful corporation?
Well, not if we don't have to, but if we gotta, we gotta.
I do have her card, so we know how to get in contact with her, but...
Before we do that, the reason I came to go find you guys is because after I did my checklist, I found out by process of elimination that this is no ordinary thing. It's something new. And given the fact that she was originally looking for Eleanor Rigby...
Henry.
We should go visit her. See if she knows anything about this.
It's probably good.
Yeah, alright.
Bring me a chair.
Can I film it?
Preferably one with wheels.
I mean, I think you're going to, regardless of what I say. So go for it.
Alright. So you guys are heading to visit Eleanor's house.
Is Sage coming with, or is he too incapacitated?
I think you've waited long enough that he can continue to investigate, even if he's...
Did you bring a cane?
No, I need a wheelchair. Someone needs to push me.
Yeah, he probably is wheelchair bound for the moment.
You have to hold the camera.
It's like a doll. You're basically a living dolly at this point. So we cut to the to Eleanor's house. Eleanor's house is located in the Washington Heights neighborhood of Milwaukee, which is a predominantly African-American neighborhood with a mixture of middle-class homes and lower-income housing. And the Henry house is tucked in on kind of a side street, and it's an older residence that probably seen better days. And the so who is actually doing the door knock? Okay. You knock on the door, and Eleanor does not answer. Instead, the door is answered by a middle-aged African-American man who's wearing a kind of a well-laundered polo shirt with the name of a local car dealership stitched into the chest, the breast area there. And his hair is gray, his face is wrinkled, and he says, can I help you, sir?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm here looking for Eleanor Henry. I understand that she lived here, or lives here?
That was my mother.
Was.
The shit got loaded. Come here, buddy.
So...
She passed away recently. And you are, sir?
I actually used to be a co-worker of hers before she retired.
Oh, you worked at the hospital?
Yes.
I worked at the hospital. Work at the hospital.
Do all of you work at the hospital?
They're interns.
I did some, intern work while she did the nursing thing that she did.
Yeah, I'm an intern.
I don't know who this is. I think it's some hobo that wandered off the street. But anywho, call the cops on her. But anyway, I'm very sorry to hear about your loss. I did not know.
It's all right. It was unexpected. I guess if you used to work with her, I come on in. I can give you a cup of coffee or something.
Thank you.
And
they see me rolling.
So he leads you into the inside of the house is a little better condition than the outside. Everything is so nicely painted. Can I get a perception rolls from everybody?
How could you just move a little bit?
And just tell me if you succeed or you don't. Well,
am I getting documentarian on this?
No, okay. It's just perception.
Did not succeed.
Nope.
Succeed.
No. Oh, wait, I did succeed.
Am I literally the only person?
I missed it by 3.
Donnie did.
I succeeded, yeah.
Okay.
I'm useless, sorry guys.
So you both of you succeeded? So the perception twins? Alright.
Son of a bitch!
Billy notices that there are a lot of pictures on the wall of Dennis and an older African-American woman who you assume is Eleanor. But you notice that there are not a lot of pictures of them together. Like, mostly in youth and childhood, older ones, but none of them together as adults. You, as you're finding a place to set poor Sage,
parkour.
You see,
Sage boy. He's deluded.
You see So there's like the living room area, and then there's the archway that leads to the kitchen. And in the kitchen, there is you can see on the kitchen table about three or four different boxes, and there are sorted, or the boxes are like there are boxes on the table, and then on the floor on either side there are two boxes marked keep and donate. And in one of the boxes that's on the kitchen table, on the top of the top of the box, there is a booklet, and written on the booklet in very austere, clean nurse writing is the word, or is the title, Save Log. And then a date, or a stretch of dates.
You must be real broken up about your mom.
I am. I mean, she did a lot of good for this community.
I know she was working with the Society for American Veterans, etc.
Enterprises.
When I interned with her, she told me about it a lot.
Yeah, Society for American Veterans establishments. They,
give me a communications roll.
That's not going to go well. I shouldn't have done that.
Nope.
Nope. Whoa.
That's a 93 on my communication of 28.
Oh, my God.
I done fucked up.
You're here from Save, aren't you?
Yeah. Actually, glad you know.
Why didn't you say so when you got here?
We wish to save that for last.
We didn't know who you were. Obviously, it's an underground organization, you know.
Are they always this cringy? Okay.
Well, I assume that... So, are you here for the journals then?
Yep.
Yes. I was actually here to speak with her. I was not aware of her passing. So I guess the journals are the next best thing.
We were hoping we'd roll in, get the information, and be able to roll out.
Well, you're going to roll in and roll out either way.
I'm starting to wish we didn't save you.
Look, just chill, okay? Just chill.
Well,
oh my God.
You scared Pablo.
It's okay, buddy.
Well, you can just take them and get out of here.
Sorry if we offended you. You got a problem with Save?
I've got a problem with any organization that keeps a son up at night wondering if his mom is going to come home. I have a problem with an organization that has elderly women chasing after creatures that she has no idea what they are or what they do.
This organization has elderly women saving people. She's the reason why lots of people didn't get hurt, didn't get injured.
Like you?
Are still alive. Not me personally. She was gone before I entered.
No, I'm assuming that the reason you're banged up is because you're on a case, right?
I was attempting to save an individual.
He's banged up because he's an idiot.
For once, I agree with you.
So, should we just... And then, just...
Listen, whatever... whatever your overview of Save is, a lot of people are alive because of your mom.
Give me a communications roll. At a minus 10.
Minus 10?
Good luck.
Yeah, made it.
Is that doubles?
No, it's 27. But a minus 10 is a 40, so I made it.
Yes.
I know. I I wish I would have had more time.
I understand that.
I hope that whatever you can find in those journals can stop whatever this thing is.
We will.
I'm sure she loved you, Sam.
And I'm sure, if you want, you could come to the haunt and there would be pictures. We have pictures of Eleanor, and we would be happy to share those.
I don't ever want to see that place ever again.
Fair enough.
Cut back to the haunt, and the discovery of something unfortunate.
Can I sense the unknown before we even go in?
No, no, it's not that.
Okay.
But when you...
She's wised up, viewers.
Please help me, Laura.
No.
Okay.
The journals are written in code.
No. Ooh. Oh. Okay.
What did you think I was going to say?
In blood.
In
nee, 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 nee. No, I was just thinking, I might, you know, do some...
deep webbing.
Wiggling.
Yeah, how does code breaking figure into a special skill of larceny?
Ah.
I thought it didn't have an own skill.
A what?
Never mind. I was wondering if that...
So I think code breaking would actually go in under research.
Medical?
I do
have research trained.
That's reading doctor hand.
And I also have medical...
Actually, it would, because it is the code. You, after looking at the code, you realize that the code is actually based on medical coding writing.
Yes.
What a convenient plot point.
Yes.
So go ahead and both of you give me research rolls.
Double.
I got a 27 on my 75.
I got a 78 on my 90.
Okay.
Remember that.
Yeah, but
I'm trying not to think about how high that roll was.
Zero zero one five zero
stands for.
Well, you take the better part of the day to because there are a lot of journals that stretch her career, because she apparently had a very long and storied career within SAVE.
Yeah.
And you finally come across an entry for a creature that they call the Eyebiter.
Ooh, that's not a good name.
That's a new Apple product.
That's the weirdest Apple product.
Eyebiter.
It's for vampires.
I wonder what it does.
I assumed it was glasses.
The case took place in 1975. According to the file, it feeds on the eyes of the dead and can make you feel, quote, like your head is being held in a bucket of dishwater. Mm. The entry mentions that Eleanor and the other envoys that she was working with at the time they were unable to, or their plan ended up being a capture plan, and an envoy with military training set off a small explosive device that brought down the tunnel on the creature, the tunnel below the hospital. You also find that Eleanor was the last remaining living team member that dealt with the creature.
Oh.
It killed one envoy during the case, and it wounded, or it injured another envoy badly enough that they basically quit SAVE. And then the third envoy died from lung cancer about 10 years ago. So those four, she was the last living one. And she ended up taking a job at the hospital basically because she was never quite convinced that they had actually killed it.
She was right.
And she was right.
So the guy who, the guy or girl who quit after the case is dead?
Lung cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what you pull out of the journals about the eye bite.
Yeah.
Is there anything else I can learn through our own records?
These journals are the only mentions of the eye biter.
Got it.
Bless you.
Thank you.
I find it weird that, yes, this thing is feeding on dead people's eyes, but why would the corporate VP of communications be signing off on these rush orders to get these affected people sent out?
Maybe so that it doesn't get noticed.
Maybe
to cause bad press for the expansion.
Another thing that you've noticed is that there was no press about Marcus's death. Like, no.
Oh.
So they're trying to quash bad press.
Were they put on rush order after they were put to the morgue? Or while they were still...
You don't know
okay.
The timing of that.
Yeah, it doesn't, like, have a timestamp of when that order's put in. It just sort of gets logged in the file, like a stamp.
Perhaps whoever is signing off on these rush orders is aware of the creature and is kind of, I don't know, feeding
trying to
it.
Cover it?
Like his corporate friend?
Like a pet?
Conspiracy.
Well, I think that since we know where it is, we should gather up our gear and go back and kill that sucker.
Do you know what will kill it?
So in the records, it was kind of crushed in a tunnel collapse and still isn't dead.
Would anybody try shooting it?
Maybe. I know that one of the members that had been going after it, like, died trying to kill it. I think they probably tried a gun at least one time.
Doubtful.
I vote you should. You alone should go for it.
You're just the most pleasant person I've ever met in my entire life.
Thank you.
Well, what else are we gonna do about it? We just gonna sit on our asses and above this bar? I mean, I can drink all day, but
we know that's actually a good idea.
Can I, like, do an X-ray search on the internet to see if there are any other? Like, sightings of anything similar, any, like, news stories I can come up with that, you know, even if it's in The Examiner or, like, you know, whatever.
Mothman. Yeah. No, there are, because that's kind of what Tony was asking about, mm-hmm. And there's no outside,
okay.
Like, this thing it seems to be unique to
okay.
St. Virgilius, which, yay, but also boo.
Yeah.
We could try going back down to the tunnels, see if we can find more. I don't know. Shit. I think the cat agrees. I think your dog agrees.
I think that was Tony making noises.
Oh. Thank you for creeping me out.
Just chill.
If you can't
hey,
hear
how good is your
on
dog
the microphone,
like,
sniff, there's creepy,
really good.
Spooky noises
yeah?
going on.
Yeah.
Can we take him down to the tunnels with us?
I think that would be for the best.
Are you okay with that?
Sharp object.
That's, yeah.
All right, because I love that little guy.
yeah. He thrives on the chaos.
Well, all right. Who's up for some tunnels?
Let's go sense
sure.
some unknown.
Okay.
For the first time. Ever.
I'll wait outside.
You know what?
Taco's good out here.
Why don't you just not go?
Well, you know, I mean, you can always be in, like, the van. like, you know, running comms and that. So I don't want you to, I don't want you to be completely out of the intense
reaction. You could be around for a billion away.
We'll just cut away.
Right. No, I understand that, but
Rob, we can just cut away and Sage could be like reading a book.
He went across the street for some tacos.
Drives around the block to keep the car warm.
And can pretty boy here run a microphone?
You mean like a comm system?
I can't do much running right now.
Are you going back to the hospital? Or,
yeah.
Okay.
Or we could go from the other side, find the church.
Do we know the location of the collapse?
In the tunnel.
Well, we got about halfway through, and we hadn't found it yet.
I mean, okay. I don't know if we could find an entry point, because the church is gone.
Well, no, the church moved. I'm assuming the building would still be there.
No.
They
bulldozed everything.
Yeah. Okay, so we have to go through the hospital.
Well, you still could figure it out
do some spelunking.
If you do some spelunking and or research. You want to give me a research roll?
Research!
Give me a research roll there, Dark Web.
Oh, not me.
Oh.
I have a 95, but on my Dark Web I have 90.
Oh, you could flip up. Oh,
no. Yeah.
All right, I'll try it. I'm at 25.
No. Oh,
I already failed.
Yeah. This isn't going to be... Well, can I see in the tree?
Yeah.
Well, how about me? Can I see in the tree?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
It's a good thing I'm alive, right?
I'm swapping to the purple dice.
Uh-uh.
Is what's happening. That's happening.
Yeah. So, you guys are heading out to the hospital.
Yeah.
And when you get to the hospital...
Oh, no.
You see a increased security presence.
That's great.
Like actual, like, uniformed officers. It looks like they're private security, not like actual cops, but
still licensed.
They don't look like feds.
No. Like, I mean, you look at these guys, and these guys are—they're not like
they're hired.
Yeah, they're not like. Well, they were A, they weren't here last time, and B, that like you would probably rate them as like mid-grade security. Like they're not like
they're not Paul Blart,
right? They're not Paul Blart, but like
these guys have never seen a machine gun in their life.
Well, some of these guys are probably ex-cops, but they're not like Donut Patrol. Yeah. Like,
okay,
probably safe to assume they were hired by Laura.
Yeah.
Well, whoever handles security. Maybe.
Yeah. Or communications.
All right. Who's good at talking? Clearly not you.
No. Don't make me talk to people.
Wheelchair guy is good at it.
You know what? You know something.
We can open up his webs. And then he
no.
can...
No.
Or we could totally shave his head and he could be Professor X.
Or we could or bring him through the security saying that he's a patient.
And fall over.
I've fallen and I can't get up. And then we can all sneak around behind him.
Ow, my
and
ankle.
And then he can go back out to the
and
van.
My paralyzed legs, my ankle. Ow.
Why was he rolling up to the hospital if he just
to cause a distraction.
But then they're going to see him just leave after they help him up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I mean, he can pretend to go in the hospital for a minute.
I mean, he does have actual records there.
That's true. Well, I'm just going to walk in because
could
I
we
work
sneak
here.
In weapons on
so you're just going to walk in?
A wheelchair.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Go,
walk in. It'll be fun.
Oh, no. Rob, no. I go to walk in with my name badge and my scrub.
And your badge doesn't work.
You've been fired.
Oh.
And the the person at the desk actually kind of is like looks up and looks down at the computer and says, Dr. Watts?
Yes.
I'm supposed to take you to, the St. George conference room? Can you come with me?
Yes. Do you know why my badge isn't working?
I'm sure that I know that they're having some problem with the badge issues. because they're switching over the program.
Yeah, all this construction.
I'm
giving you guys terrified eyeballs.
Well, I'm assuming they're all out still arguing over what wheelchair appropriate plan they're coming up with.
You can pretend to be a pregnant woman and we're
I think that's what the cut is like, you look out like, and then you come back to you being pregnant woman, and then come back to her being like,
Don't act suspicious.
So we cut back to you in the conference room, and it's you on one end of the table, and Laura on the other end of the table, flanked by some HR goons.
Great. So fired. Hi.
Well, it's been brought to my attention that you've been violating some of the cybersecurity protocols that we have here at the hospital. And we take our patient security, information security very seriously.
What protocols?
And the HR goon hands you a thing, and it's you looking up records and this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah.
But there is also stuff in there that you did not do.
Were these pulled off of my account? I look up records and stuff as part of my job, so some of these are mine, but I never looked into Rosalind's cancer treatment. I don't even work in that record department.
Dr. Watts, I'm very sorry, but I've spoken with your supervisor, and we are going to be terminating your employment. So we would like for you to please turn in your security badge, and we will have security escort you out.
Do I get an official letter of termination? I think that I should get that for,
Oh, yes, it's all here, and they give you she's got all of the paperwork filed perfectly.
You'll be hearing from my lawyers.
Stop licking the carpet. Oh, God.
And if you could sign this, please, and sign here and initial this. And
I read the document.
It's all there.
Legit.
You're signing.
Signing. Oh my God.
Non-disclosure agreements.
Non-disclosure agreement.
Uh-oh.
And you suddenly feel as if your head is been dumped into a bucket.
Can I go running through the doors yelling, "My wife is pregnant and she's going into labor!"
Meanwhile, what is the plan that you've come up with?
Hide as many guns on the wheelchair as we can.
Oh my God.
It's fun.
Definitely, like, he broke his leg, quick, everyone move! And then we, ditch him in the waiting room and
keep going.
Okay, so who is running this particular con? Because you, with 10 communication, should probably not be doing it.
Me?
Okay, you, with a lot of communication, should probably be doing it. So go
you're
ahead and
yelling, "Oh, I broke my leg!"
I mean, is this the Red Rock? Is this good help? Please.
So go ahead and give me a communication roll. I'm actually going to give you a +10 bonus because you actually have a wheelchair.
Is this a persuasion or deception?
Deception.
Deception.
So I get a -10 due to my trauma.
Correct. But that cancels out via the 10.
Okay, I passed.
Yes. Okay.
By how much?
By 30.
All right.
Not half.
No, not half.
So you you do get into the hospital without the security folks stopping you. And I'm assuming you're probably going. Well, you won't know where she is.
Right.
Back to the basement, probably right away.
I don't think we would go without her.
Maybe I could just. We're looking for an employee of.
Oh, are you here to pick up Dr. Watts?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we are.
Okay, yeah, it's the same.
Sharon at the front desk is so nice.
Yeah. She's oh, she's in the Saint George conference room. I think she might be getting let go.
Where is the Saint George?
It's on the second floor of. Are you good, buddy? You go past the atrium. Keep it's the on comes. The second floor, like two doors down from the gift shop.
I immediately bolt.
Okay. She brings cookies every Christmas. Sharon,
should I go with you?
If you want. I mean.
Or, no, I can't leave these two alone.
No,
I can't.
He's fine.
I can't.
We're good. We gotta go.
Yeah, you're not fine.
No, I'm coming with you.
Okay, so you run out there.
I assume I have my weapons.
Yeah, like I figured this time you guys are smart enough to gear up.
I have my shotgun.
And can we assume we have some sort of comm system set up?
Yeah.
So he's gonna like ditch back out to the van.
Oh, I feel much better.
Yeah. Feel happy.
Or no, you probably just find you actually probably wheel into an empty room and are like, okay, and like flip up the laptop and then the comms are all set. I like how this suddenly became leveraged. You know, yeah. Like, that's kind of a recurring theme with these guys. Yeah. So you run up into the conference room, and it's one of those conference rooms where there is, it's like a, you know, frosted glass all around.
Is it covered in blood?
Not covered.
Splattered?
Splattered is probably a better word.
I hold.
And you see some handprints. And
oh, God.
They look like baby handprints.
Oh.
No.
What the? No!
I pull out my pistol.
Okay.
And I slowly kind of open the door.
Yeah, I cock my shotgun.
All right, so you creep open the door.
Can I assume that LARPing would give me, like, extra advantage to have
a battle axe? I don't know what.
Battle axe.
Well, these two are on the spot. You'll be coming up in a second. Okay. And perched on the desk in the conference room is the eyebiter. How do you know that that's the thing? Well, there are a few fairly obvious tells. One is that there is a dead body below it that is basically sitting on its chest. The creature is roughly the size of a large dog, except imagine a centipede.
Oh, it got worse.
And the arms of the centipede look like doll arms?
Oh, it's so much worse! God, it's so much worse!
The face
please, no, please,
looks at you.
Not the face.
And it looks like a tiny doll head.
No.
Like a Cabbage Patch Kid.
No.
This is like an average Tuesday. I look around
as it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm still freaking you out. Hold on.
My apologies.
As it dips its head down towards the unconscious head of Laura Goss, whose eyes are open.
No.
Its tongue unfurled. And dips into the eye socket and licks out the whites like a cat licking milk.
Make a gross roll.
Yes. Make a thank God you got blinded by this thing.
I was just sitting here going, oh, she's not seeing any of this. Thank you.
So this is a...
is that all three of us?
Yes. Just,
okay. You know, I was hungry.
So give me a... So give me a resolve check.
Against willpower?
This trauma is... Yes, against your willpower. This trauma is... I'm going to go...
Traumatized!
And this is against our current willpower?
I believe so, yes. Okay.
Hey guys, can you hear me? I got the comp set up.
You just hear...
I'm assuming I can add my strong stomach to it.
No.
No?
Because this is a terror check. Okay. Because you're seeing the monster.
Okay, I still...
That would
I
be
still...
like brave or something okay. would apply here.
I still managed
I do
it.
Have courage.
Ah. Courage. What makes a mouse a mouse?
What is that? You wouldn't have written it down, would you?
I did not.
All right. Well, it's not like we don't have a crap ton of...
Beautiful books.
Of glorious books.
Thanks, Scrawling Door Games.
Or possibly the folks at home are already looking and screaming at the screen.
You idiot. Why didn't
courageous?
You write it down?
What? How many CP did you spend on it?
Just one.
So you're actually going to get a plus 15 to the target number for this.
Ooh. Nice.
Because basically, you're courageous when it comes to monsters like this.
Of being terrified, basically.
Yeah.
Good job.
So...
Good job, Nate.
So hold on a second. What is. Yeah, we're going to. So this is going to start out as a serious mental trauma.
That's great.
Because you're watching this thing feed and it is creepy as hell. What did you roll?
I rolled a 21.
Under what is your willpower?
My current or my actual?
Your current.
It's 55, but if I have 15 added to that, it's 7.
That's right. Okay. So that means that because you made, that's a high success, the trauma rank decreases by 2, which means that it goes from serious to distress, and that just means that you lose 5 willpower.
Okay.
What did you roll?
41 on a 65.
41 on a 65, so that's a low success, mm-hmm. which means that this is a minor trauma to you, so you check off that box and you do lose 10 willpower points.
I failed.
You failed? Okay.
I didn't botch it.
You didn't botch? Well,
and I lose 10 willpower?
Yes. Okay. So failure just means that...
stay there.
You're stuck. You're going to take a serious trauma, which means you check off that box, and you can't act this turn.
This is trauma, not...
Shit, I can't act this turn?
Right. Because you're like...
Yeah, it's creepy.
And you're going to lose 20 willpower points.
Jesus Christ, Rob.
Yeah.
You trying to kill me?
Yeah, actually. All right, so. Hey, all right, so. Battle actions and initiative turns go in chills that they're actually based off of the stamina of each of the participants. I don't want to do that. I think I do want to do that.
That doesn't sound good for us.
Yeah, I do want to do that because that's super creepy. Okay, so...
oh, God. Gird thy loins.
So you can ask us how many dolls we had growing up. How many more dolls that we had.
Jordan had a lot of dolls.
I did have a lot of dolls.
No, I don't want to do that. Okay.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Rob?
Tension! All right, so what is everybody's current stamina? Well, we'll start with you, Jordan.
53.
55. 55. Oh. 15. Oh my god.
55.
Okay.
Your stamina decreased? Not your willpower?
I got dead.
Oh, yeah, right. You almost died. That thing.
What? I also have Zisu, the beagle. I don't know. I'm going to use him to sense the unknown
Is Bagel the beagle here?
Zisu, the beagle. Come on.
Yeah. He is with us.
Yeah. I'm going to sense the unknown here a minute. I think it might help. I don't know.
I was about to say dogs aren't normally allowed in the hospital. Yeah.
So on 70, the eye biter God, it's nice and nice to actually be able to use the name as opposed to this creature or this thing. So thanks for looking up those things.
The monster.
The eye biter.
More of an eye licker.
Well, you need to slurper. Go home.
He bites it after it's in his mouth.
Slurpy. You all are just slurp a bunch of eye assholes.
Like a slurpy, but it's a slurp eye.
Eye slurpy.
Is going to come after the good doctor here.
But I'm not moving. They can't see well, me if I don't move.
You don't know. Like, it's she not is literally like yeah. held on my glasses. Yeah. And her foot is like, she's like 5 feet away from stumbling over one of the HR people who's yeah. also sprawled out on the ground.
Yeah.
Like, you see that basically the eye biter dropped in through like the drop ceiling and just tore everybody up.
Got turned up.
So.
Oh, frosted glass wall.
So it spins around like once to basically gain a little bit of momentum and then throws its entire body weight at Dr. Watts.
But I can't see it.
yeah, which is why normally you get like a resistance roll to be like, oh, I'm going to. No, you're going to. Eat this full on. But it only does its base damage, which is a serious injury.
Oh, only a serious injury.
Yeah, so you're going to take a serious injury. And the impact of this thing smashes her and the eye biter through the glass of the conference room.
Oh, good.
Oh, cool.
Thank you. So go ahead and take.
Hey, sir, may I have another.
Yeah.
So take a serious injury. Which means, so when you take an injury, you basically cross off all the blocks above it, because you're also technically those, and you're also going to lose that much willpower from the injury, so it's like 20, I believe.
Yeah.
All right, so then, Tawny, you're up.
Can I sense the unknown, please? Well, you can kind of see it.
Useless at this point?
You can see the
unknown. It's kind of like...
Oh, sorry.
It's kind of, basically, you know it's here. Okay. Like, normally you could... So, since the unknown tends to be more of a thing that you kind of use of, like, was the thing here?
Okay.
Like, it's a good thing to use as okay. a, like kind of a ping of, like...
research.
You know, was the creature here? And did it visit the, you know, okay. the spooky thing?
Is like, it here in front of me at this moment?
I guess I will shoot it.
Okay. So go ahead and give me a
range weapons.
Oh.
I got a 90 on 63.
So that's going to be a miss. Unless you want to start flipping some tokens.
I'd have to flip three. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No, you have to flip four.
No.
Because remember, the more of these I have, the more tricky,
I'd rather let someone else
tricky
with shoot him.
Stuff I get to do.
So I can't shoot this round?
No, because you're just...
Son of a nutcracker.
Fuck. This is less than awesome. Your doctor's about to die.
And... so that was on 56. 55 is Mr. Ellis.
Is she close to us?
Yes.
Can I create a line of defense?
Ah, yes, you can do that. So, what you do to create the line of defense, so you can probably draw... Actually...
I'm at expert level of that.
I know. I'm trying to think about this. So, what Nate is doing is, one of the advantages that Save Envoys get in their training is that some of them are taught in the discipline called the Art, which... Depending on whom you ask, is magic or psychic powers, or it's a supernatural energy that they harvest to protect themselves and others from the creatures that the unknown sends out. Now, to use the line of defense, you need to draw a line between two open, basically two kind of like open points, like a doorway.
Mm-hmm.
So. I'm going to give you a mean choice that you're going to have to make.
expert level, can't you do a circle?
Let me look that up. I think it is. Like, I think you can do a circle on yourself.
It's useful but, when those ghosts gotcha.
Yes, get a circle and some salt.
Yep.
Thank you, Supernatural. Thank you, Supernatural.
Oh, yeah, you can do a circle. I'm going to...
One of each.
I'm going to say you can either, like, you'll be able... So you just want to circle her then? You and her?
I can only do it around myself.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't do it around the creature?
No.
It's like defense, not trap, I think.
Okay.
So, what you want to do then is, so using a discipline, or a discipline of the art does slip at you. But you also make a, willpower check.
Is there a way that I could, besides the circle between, like, around me and her, if I just made a line, what were my two options with that?
Well, the two options with that would have been you either could have done a line to protect her or a line to protect
everybody.
The three of you.
Oh, so either way, I'd have to choose between, okay. Yeah, I'll just create a circle around us.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
So go ahead and give me a willpower.
Okay.
Nate, you're my favorite save member.
Oh, that's a 63 out of 50.
Okay. So you choose. Either the discipline doesn't activate, or it activates, but you lose 20 willpower.
Oh, shit. Activates, but I lose 20 willpower.
Okay. So you, do you want to describe your sweet power?
Yeah, I just kind of, hold on, I had a plan and then I'm like, I don't want to do it like that.
Do you Doctor Strange it?
Yes, I Doctor Strange it. That's much better than the Iron Fist that I was thinking.
So the circle comes up and because it looks like the Eye Biter was getting ready to make another slam attack and then it skitters to a stop and rears back on its very tiny baby hands and just sort of.
Oh, God. So awful.
I will say there was I was inspired by the Eye Biter to create the Eye Biter by something I saw on the internet. If you Google baby doll centipede, there was a picture that I found, and when I was working on the adventure, I sent this picture to Matt McFarland as this is the monster that I want in the thing, and his one word reply was "Good." Yeah. So
that means yep.
Yeah, I was like, so you like it then? Okay, cool. Really Dr. Watts, you're up.
Can I see anything?
Let me look up
Ethan looked it up.
I'd really rather not.
Don't show me. I haven't seen it yet. In game.
Let me look this up for the power up. 1 second.
Unless you put a picture of the creature in the book.
No, I didn't. We didn't. Because the cases generally don't get creature illustrations just because they're kind of, you know, they're free cases. So, where is it? Venomous figure. What is this thing called? It's called, like, Ignore or something like that.
Tailbeam?
Oh, here we go. I'm just trying to figure out how long. The internet is a weird place, my friend.
Do you want to see it?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay.
How about now?
Well, I mean,
how about now?
It's really on that line between creepy and just kind of
weird,
stupid.
Yeah. It's like a lot worse when you imagine it eating the eyeballs out of somebody's face. That's what it's
like. That's what pushes it into like.
Ugh.
All right, Captain Sound Effects.
Can you call me Captain Foley?
Captain Foley.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. If you want to give me a willpower roll, you can shake off the effects of
the thing. My 23.
Don't sell yourself short before you've rolled. Yep.
Sure. I mean, I'm in a circle now, so I mean,
yeah,
I
like,
might as well.
Actually, I'm actually going to give you a plus 10 or plus 20 bonus for that.
Okay. Don't fail me. It failed me.
71.
That's a 71, so I still can't see anything.
Right. Well, no, you...
Change dice.
They're all bad.
You want to use mine? You want to use potion dice?
They all roll high.
At some point, you got to question if it's you and not the dice.
Like Wheaton.
You know what, Anthony?
No, your vision at least comes back, and you see everything but the creature.
Oh,
so you
okay.
see the weird sigil that's on the floor, and you see everybody with guns out, screaming and trying to shoot something.
This is great.
And
we didn't
find
about
good.
The sigil.
We're in a circle.
Well, that's his thingy.
By the way, can attacks from us exit the circle?
Yes.
Okay.
So cool. 55. I think we're down to. Oh, I think I may have skipped you. I'm sorry because you're supposed to go on. But you weren't acting. So.
Yeah.
So Sage, what are you doing? You hear a lot of, oh, it's over there! Rah, ee, 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 coming over the radio.
Do I know what room they're in? Or their location?
Yeah.
I would like to roll out and see if I can find a guard or seven.
Okay.
And say there's an issue in this room.
Okay.
Not a bad idea.
Give me a...
They're NPCs. They can die.
Give me
a... They're just private security.
Persuasion?
Yeah, persuasion.
So I got a negative 5. So
Sage is going
to
say,
because I need to get less than 110.
if you were just distressed, if you don't have a trauma, that's actually not a negative. Like you take basically.
I have a minor trauma.
Oh, then that's a negative 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got a 32, and I have to beat 110.
Okay.
I think he got it.
So yeah, you find a couple of security guards and you're like, I think there's a problem in the and they're like, what are you talking about? And that's when they hear some of the gunfire and
yeah.
they're like, okay, let's go. And they head up there.
Good
so,
job, Sage.
Eyebiter goes on 70.
You should have just snuck in with us.
A little too late. Plus,
yeah.
we got more white circles
yeah.
back. White tokens.
The biting.
I'm just glad it didn't attack me before you guys arrived.
Yeah. Is that Tawny saying, or is Clark like, you idiot, you should have snuck in?
that was out of game.
Okay.
I was hoping that the whole... if you don't move, it can't see you. Would work.
Not a T-Rex.
Yeah.
yeah.
yes.
It's not my fault. I've been watching a lot of Jurassic Park.
Yes, it is.
It's not Netflix.
But it's still your fault, though.
yeah.
They do.
So you zapped. You shot at it.
I did.
So I think it's coming. It's going to...
No.
Skitter at you, but you're going to get a resistance check
okay.
at it. Because so.
You're not blind, deaf, and dumb.
Right.
Dumb, and blind, kid. Sure, please be pinball.
So it basically skitters back from the circle, drops down, and whips its baby head at you and starts like scuttling at you at full speed.
Now I'm imagining the picture.
I'm just
like it's
I
actually kind of like
oh
a
no
wave at you. So
doing the worm.
Yeah,
a little bit.
It's dancing. It's a mating call.
It has a lot of legs. It wants to dance.
Was born to do.
Hashtag born to dance.
So it's going to it will hit unless you give me a either a movement or a prowess check.
I'm gonna go for movement because it's slightly higher. I got a 16 on my 60.
Alright, so
too bad that was an 11.
Yeah.
But that means 66. That
yes.
So normally it would be a serious, which means that it goes down to superficial. So you're gonna take. So here's
minus
what happens.
Five stamina.
It charges at you, and you hit the dirt, and you feel those baby hands run up past your back.
Oh my god!
No, as it basically. It's worse. It's somehow worse.
And I lost five stamina.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Robert.
Because you hit the ground hard, but you're like, if you're feeling something going down your spine right now, what would you call it?
A chill.
There we go.
Thank you.
Chill. And we're gonna take a break.
But it's now your turn.
I'm gonna roll my ass over and shoot it in the face.
Okay.
If I can.
Nope.
What is with the 90s? I got a 93 on my 63.
The 90s were.
You
good
could
decade.
Flip three chips and hit it.
Don't do it.
We haven't done any damage to it.
Don't care.
I'm not doing it.
All
right. Punch
Can
knuckles.
I shoot it yet?
On 55, it's
Purple
either
dice.
Nate or you goes next.
You haven't gone, so.
Thank you. I'm going to shotgun.
All right.
Woo!
Do it, please.
Bang.
52 on my 110.
Woo!
So,
all
right, so.
Under half equals high success.
All right. So.
Do the kick ass.
100%.
Yeah.
Well, I already cocked it earlier.
Oh, yeah.
On my way in. So I wouldn't need to do it again. Maybe I could look down the... maybe I could look down the barrel and do a nice... You get a nice, like, visual.
Yeah. Just, Or you could just make
So that's
sound.
A major success, which your high success turns it into a critical... but it does get a resistance roll to try and not.
Does a critical flip?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Why do the enemies get to do that?
Yeah.
It's like when the bad guy uses a potion. It's like it's fair.
And it does make its resistance check. And it does at a high level, so it decreases it by 2. Which bumps it from critical to serious, so it takes a serious injury, which I believe removes 10 stamina points from it.
20.
Is it serious 20?
From serious is a negative 20 penalty.
Oh, cool. Okay, so it is. So, and
can I shoot some baby arms off?
Oh yeah. Oh you.
Yes.
You blast the thing and baby arms go skittering down the hallway as it kind of like it basically sort of rolls for a second like it's gonna tip and then it skitters back as it makes its way down the hallway.
Take that, you Toy Story motherfucker!
I would like to try to shoot it with my pistola.
You know the things that Sid makes?
Nope.
Yep.
I feel no.
So
everybody laughed. Everybody got the joke.
I feel so glad that you made that comparison. Feeling less traumatized now.
Nope.
Okay,
how bad, though?
45 out of a 28.
No.
Yeah, that'd be three chips. So.
Yeah, not, yeah.
Okay, Jordan.
Does anybody look hurt? Not you. Besides the dead people,
Are you?
I
hurt?
Have some minor trauma, but
oh, I have serious trauma.
But I don't think you can really do trauma.
Yeah,
so.
that's you going blam blam blam.
Psychological. Like,
So I'll just sort of.
Can you throw some syringes at?
I didn't carry syringes with me. I don't think I probably grabbed a gun.
No,
because they
can you
probably...
grab one of the security guards guns?
Well, they were HR guys.
Yeah, they were HR people.
That's probably frowned upon to carry a gun in HR.
You are going to fill out this report, Diane.
Diane, I'm going to need that TPR.
I'm going to go, come on, Nate, you got this, and do Invigorate.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you have a thing. Uh-oh.
I have the art of Invigorate.
So, Yeah. So that allows you to...
I'm at one flip, CP.
So I thought you were literally like, I can't do anything else, so I'm just going to...
Huh?
Flip it a chip?
Flip to chip.
It does. But it does give a bonus. Like, it's not just doing it to flip a chip.
Yeah, do it.
That is the restorative art.
Yes.
And you have...
One CP. I think that's beginner.
Oh, yeah, because you don't know that you have...
Well, it is, but you... Yeah. So you can restore... So basically you flip a chip and... You get 10 stamina and willpower back.
What?
Nice.
Girl.
Oh, wait, no, Invigorate is other. You actually have to roll for that. I'm sorry.
Okay, I have to do a restore roll?
Yeah, so go ahead and roll under your restorative.
Is that your field craft, probably?
I will look it up. I was thinking that it was... Because you can do that to yourself just by flipping a chip, but to do to others, you have to roll. So... give me a roll under your, what is the skill for it?
Stamina? Fieldcraft. She must have action, player rolls, and activation check.
Right, we're trying to figure out what the, because each of them is kind of connected to a thing.
Yeah.
Do
it based off of forensics. That's 80. Forensically, well, you get this job done.
It's in the. They wrote it in the thing, so it's off of your strength.
Ooh.
Okay. But strength or my skill?
Your strength.
Okay.
So it's your strength.
Oh, good. I thought you said you were like feeble.
I am, but that only really affects my prowess.
Oh.
And then. Because so it's basically just strength.
Okay.
So, what, like, this roll just determines how much willpower you have to spend to do this thing.
Cool. Okay. Roll real good dice that I pulled out specifically for this purpose right now here.
Nope.
So that's a 16.
Is that just a fail?
Yeah.
So you choose. It either doesn't activate or it activates and you lose 20 willpower.
I have 23. Power.
Or you could flip a chip.
Don't.
You already did. Don't do it.
Well, she could flip a chip
for this.
No,
as well.
to succeed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because if you succeed, that just means you lose 10 willpower, but it works.
Okay. Okay. I think I'm gonna flip a chip.
Okay.
Ching.
So that.
So you get 10 willpower and 10 sound of back. Like you grab him and your hands start to glow and you're like, what is that?
What the fuck? This day is awful.
But you feel a little better.
If my current stamina is already at like what
max, it doesn't.
Okay, it doesn't go above that. All right.
You don't get like 10 hit points or anything like that. So I'm gonna have you roll for the security dudes. So give me a, so give me a roll under 60 and tell me what you get. Cause I'm assuming that's, cause they're chasing after the thing and they've got their like nightsticks out.
I rolled a 31.
Nice.
Okay. So that's going to be a hit. that kind of thing. It does not get to do any resistance and stuff. So, so the security guards. That's going to be a minor, which does
less than 18.
Is that 10? Or 5?
Yeah, minor is 10.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, they run up to it and start wailing on it. And are like, and you can tell that they're kind of like, what is going on? But now you are at the top of the order.
I am going to try for a third time to shoot it.
Okay.
With different dice.
You should shoot it with a gun.
99.
Oh my god.
99.
99.
Oh, she is a botch.
Yep.
Oh.
99.
Oops.
I done fucked up.
Oh no. Oh, Lord.
I'm going back to the other dice. Actually, where's my dice bag?
Take my potion dice,
nope.
Bruh.
Nope.
Or not.
She's got a bag of millions of dice.
Mm. What happens here?
Oh, another person.
Can it sprout its legs back?
So, I'm going to give you a choice. Well, I'm pretty sure I know what you're going to take, but I'm going to give you a choice and say either you... Nah, I know you're gonna. I know you. So I'm just gonna have this. You're out of bullets.
It was that, or my dog got hurt, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
Rob wouldn't hurt a dog.
Oh, I would, know what? But no.
Can we give the dog an attack?
No.
I think she has to have a higher CP.
Yeah, I think they're like the higher pet thing is basically get him Rex or yeah, I'm sorry or Zizu. No, you fire off a few more and. It frustrates you because it's starting to move like in serpentine motion, and then your slide racks back, and you're like, ah, dang.
Throw the gun at it.
That's what I'm going to do.
Tony and Billy. Or Nathan and Billy, sorry.
You can go. You got a shotgun. You go.
Great.
Good check.
Yeah. Yep.
Because it is heading for the bank of elevators.
Oh no, you don't. So, 45. Which is obviously under 110.
Okay.
And under half.
So that's a high success.
Great success.
It gets its thing at 34. So that's basically going to cancel out because it also got a high success. So you're going to hit it with a major attack again. What is major? How much does that take?
Negative 30.
Oh shit, yeah.
So it's... It's, and how you gonna move with no legs now, you little bitch?
Yeah, that shotgun blast spattered it, so that they're now the active half with the baby head is maybe about that long, like it was probably the length of the table, and now it's this long.
Nice.
I'm so glad.
Dr. Watts. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Nathan.
Nathan.
Kill it.
I mean, I don't really have eyes. I'll just try to shoot it again.
Okay.
That is, oh my lord, that's a 7 out of a 28.
Hell yeah!
All right.
Yes!
That's actually going to bump it. So a pistol like that is probably a minor injury.
Mm-hmm. Which is 10.
Your attack, by being a high success, increases the damage by 1. That reduces it, and I think that actually takes it out.
Yeah! Fuck you, you human centipede!
So bang, bang, bang! And So it goes down in a hail of gunfire as, you know, a dozen baby limbs, you know, flop off of it and lay on the hotel lobby, and then just start to melt like plastic in a fire.
Burn it. Burn everything. Burn the place down.
Yeah, actually, I can. Can I flick my lighter?
Oh yeah, it's self dissolving okay, on its own. And I think the last scene that I want to do here tonight is I want to do the induction. You know, like so, because basically yeah. You have the choice now of.
Well, I lost my job, so I signed the paperwork.
Well, I get the feeling that if you brought a wrongful monster termination lawsuit to the hospital.
A wrongful monstermination?
Hey! Plug!
My God.
But, so the final scene is back at the haunt where the four members of SAVE are gathered around the table, and you're sitting on the other side, and like... It's up to you to pitch her to join. I kind of want to see the idea is that when you joined the envoys made the same offer to you of like you can go back to your normal life and try to forget this, or you can help people. So some stirring speeches along that line will be a good end scene for our adventures tonight.
Shit happens. We make sure it happens to us and not everyone else.
The unknown isn't unknown to you anymore, so you can either stick it with us or try it out on your own.
I can tell you right now that it's kind of hard to forget, like, the stuff.
Do it for that guy's mom.
Yeah. Eleanor would have wanted to keep this going, and I mean, I have a lot to figure out for myself now, too. I'll be happy to join SAVE. Yeah?
Well, beer's good. On me!
That's yeah. good, because you really had no other options, to be honest.
Thanks, Nate. Yeah, okay.
What do you drink?
What trouble will SAVE Milwaukee get themselves into next time? Join us on our next episode for our spooky shenanigans.
Thanks so much for joining us for this episode of Chill from Garbling Door Games.
If you liked what you heard, please seek us out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and or Twitch. Links can be found in our episode description. Please, please, please also subscribe, rate, and share wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out, and we truly appreciate it.
If you're a fan of the current MCU films, Teen Titans, Spider-Man, Batman, what have you, you're in luck. We're playing Masks, a superhero-themed RPG by Magpie Games, and we're live-streaming it January 16th, every other Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Central. We're having giveaways, and we have cool artwork that was given to us, so please, please tune in.
The music you heard tonight was Hell Loop Ween by Lemon Yellow Haze from the album Ghost Notes. The link will also be found in our episode description.
Join us next time for a podcast and chill.
Or a podcast about chill.
Because, do you get it? Because the game is called Chill.
That was supposed to be a funny joke, but we're not hip.
Nope.